Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing her passion, her poetry, featuring Jazzy Saduk. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Everything spelled correctly. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. For all the queens out there while you're on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is a woman. So support sisters who support the community. Special announcement, everybody. This Saturday, September 29th, at 12 p.m. on 702 North Main Street, Brockton, we will be having a womb circle. Yes, again, that is bringing that womb healing of that feminine energy to the town. So for more information, contact us at 508-577-0395. Tickets are $25 in advance and $30 at the door. Come and experience some real deep healing, because we are going to go in. We are going to get into it. We are going to hit the meditations, the music, the cosmetics, the herbs. We're going to hit it all. So this is going to be an event to, you know, definitely attend, put it on the calendar, make sure you get it in. I mean, if you're in the area, if you're in the Northeast area, period, this is something you definitely, definitely want to hit up. You can also check out more information by going to Gemini Creations, that's GemineyCreations.com, and clicking on the events page, and that'll bring you to some more information on this womb circle. It's going to be a powerful event, y'all, so definitely, definitely make sure that you, if you can, you definitely do come out. All right, so we're going to be having a great and lovely guest on. Her name is Jazzy Saduk. She's a wonderful poet, but before we bring her on, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Saeed. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Peace, peace.
Peace, how are you?
Oh, man, we well. Besides this little cough I have.
All right, well, I hope that you feel a little bit better, you know, as time goes on, and definitely, definitely do wish you good health and that you don't cough too much during the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to bring on Jazzy. Hold on. Jazzy, are you on the line?
Hey, I'm on the line. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen, peace.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're glad to have you. We're definitely glad to have you. For those who don't know, the Spoken Billboard Awards are also this Saturday, September 29th. And you're one of the featured poets, right?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited to be a part of the Spoken Word Poetry Movement.
Yes, definitely. So if you're in the D area and you're going to attend that, you're going to hear this, you know, this lovely sister do her thing. So definitely something to look out for. So give us a little bit of a background on who you are, what you do, and, you know, the whole gist of things.
Okay, I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. I moved to Nashville, Tennessee at a young age, me and my parents and my siblings. I want to give a quick shout-out to the Parkinson Dynasty and RIP, my little brother Earl, passed a couple years ago. But then my family moved here, and I grew up in Nashville. And I've always been a writer, so poetry, short stories, just any form of writing has always been natural to me, because my parents, as well as all my siblings, were all writers. So I don't know. I guess poetry just kind of took a liking to me, so I kind of just stuck with it.
Yes. Is there anything in particular that inspired you to become a spoken word artist?
I wouldn't say inspired. I actually believe that it's my gift, and I accept that. Like I said, I've always been a writer. Just life in general has always inspired me to write. So it's just something that kind of stumbled up on me to do poetry, and I'm blessed, I'm thankful that I am able to touch people with my words.
Yes. So it's kind of just, you know, a gift, kind of something that you just felt is a part of your life path, so definitely
yeah.
This up. How did you start your spoken word career?
When I first started, my first actual performance was, it was a dare, actually. I was dared to get on stage. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I've always been a writer. I've always written poetry, but mm-hmm. I had never performed it. So in 2010, I was actually dared to get on open mic. And once I did that, Sound Therapy was the name of the organization. They would have events every Friday. So once I performed the first time, I was actually asked to be the house poet every Friday. So I'd done that for a year, just kind of building up my craft performing.
Wow.
But, yeah, I actually started off as a dare, so.
Wow, that's funny. So you just kind of was pushed into performing it.
Yeah.
Who dared you?
It was some friends of mine. They actually rap, and so it was like a rap cipher, and I was like, I don't rap, I do poetry, so that's like, oh, you're all right, you know, get up there, so.
They just kind of push you, like,
exactly.
Get out the nest, there you go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what motivates you to continue on this path?
Definitely my fans, supporters, my family, just the fact that I know it helps and heals people. I've had performances where people cry tears of joy and,
mm-hmm.
you know, thank me. A lot of people often tell me that I have blessed them with my words. And
mm-hmm.
So, of course, I want to continue to help people and to inspire people and to motivate people to live positive lives.
Okay, so, I mean, I've listened to some of your poetry before, and you tend to touch on a lot of issues that are relevant to the community, are relevant to life and what people go through, and it's always a positive message. So what inspires you to pick the topics that you speak about?
It kind of depends. Some of them just come and go. Some of my pieces are actually what I call freestyle writing. You know, I may just have a concept in my head. I may just write on it, or it could be someone else's situation. I have pieces where I've taken information from people that I know personally and put it in a form because I felt that everybody needs to hear it, but to also
mm-hmm.
know that after every negative situation, there is a positive out of it, so we just have to learn
mm-hmm.
from it. So it kind of depends if I can be asked, you know, to write a piece on something particular, or if it just be something that comes to me and I just kind of, like, write on it.
Okay. So, I mean, everybody might not be familiar with your work, so I'm going to play a little bit of some of your poetry.
Okay.
So we're going to get into some of Jazzy's poetry. This one is called Beauty.
Leaving empty cabins just to feed a habit.
Oh, really?
Gone, without a hug or a kiss, not knowing if her family she would miss. Leaving leaving her husband and two kids, two daughters at that. And she said that she was a spitting image of her mother in fact. Trying to fill all that was voided, herself she explored it. During her teenage years, she had sex with multiple partners, even some of her boyfriend's fathers, no bothers, because being molested at 12 had already scarred her. As she got older, her heart grew colder, cold until it became numb, and life itself was no longer fun. One day while looking in the mirror, she caught a glimpse. She didn't recognize herself and wanted to give up ever since. She didn't know how to tie loose ends into knots, realizing true beauty, she was not. Living with mistakes and mishaps, she was afraid that she would break down and relapse. So I told her to take it day by day, piece by piece, and that we would pray together until these demons ceased. Every day that we're alive, it gives us another opportunity to bond with the Lord and ourselves, forming a spiritual unity, which makes us all beautiful.
Jazzy Saduk, beauty. We're here with live with Jazzy right now, going in and speaking about her passion, which is poetry. So what inspired that particular piece? Like, because that's a very, very powerful topic that you were speaking on, especially. So, I mean, what insight, what came to you and felt that you need to write something on that piece, on that topic?
Well, that particular one, actually, it's true stories from some personal friends of mine, and I just kind of compiled it into a storyline because me, myself, personally, I have a daughter. You know, a lot of females, we have daughters, and at some point in life, we may get misguided, and we're not beauty on the inside, and really that's what needs to happen in order for us to have positive, successful lives. So I actually, like I said, took storylines from, you know, people that I know, and I wanted their story to be told, but also end it with a positive message because they survived the different things that had happened to them. So
yeah.
I really wanted to be able to let them be heard from my voice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, art is always most powerful when it stands for a cause. And, you know, awareness is definitely one of the things I feel that any great artist strives to achieve with the messages in their songs or their poetry or their pieces, whatever it may be. So, you know, that piece is just definitely really powerful, and it's so relatable to a lot of people. So I know that, you know, a lot of lives, and anybody who's going to hear that is going to be in some way, shape, or form touched by that because that subject and that topic is just so heavy. So can you explain maybe some of your creative process? Like, what do you go through to get in the mood for writing?
I stay in the mood. I stay in the mood for writing. So it's not necessarily a process. I have several notepads. I have bags, tote bags. I have my notepads in there. I have it in my purse. I have pens ready at all times. So it's really not a process. It's just if something pops up in my head or I'm actually watching something on TV and it could be something that kind of stood out to me. I'm like, okay, well, I should write on that. Or that's something that people need to know about or need to hear. So I can't really say it's a process. It just happens.
Okay, definitely. So what has been your experience performing live versus recording?
I get such just a magnitude of love, of course, when I do live performances. I'm able to actually see the reactions on people. I'm actually able to vibe off of them and to just kind of more so interact, you know, on a personal level with the crowd. And when I record, of course, it's me in the booth, and most of the time it's my husband, Kurt Sedelic, who also, he makes all my music for me. So it's kind of different, although he compliments me and, you know, he lets me know, oh, that was great, but it's just different when you can actually be in front of people and receive a reaction.
Yes. So that there's nothing like that live performance, you know, nothing like it. So what advice would you give to young poets or people who are just starting off in poetry? What advice would you give them so they could start off their career?
Okay, well, the first thing I would suggest is to stay positive and encouraged, because I know it's bigger in different cities, but here in Nashville, it's not as big as I would like it to be. So I'll start speaking with the people in Nashville. Just stay at it. I mean, I wanted to make it into a movement where we all have opportunities, just like every other genre, to make noise with spoken word and poetry. Stay encouraged. Continue writing. Like I said, I started off open mic, you know, test out the open mics to get a feel, you know, a feel for it. Start recording. Just getting out there and just getting promoted and having people hear you so they can receive you. I mean, I don't know. I just say just stay positive, just stay at it, and don't look for validation from other people on your craft, because a lot of people will tell you negative things just to throw you off track. So they just keep at
it. Stay positive, stay focused. All right. Definitely great words of advice. I mean, for any artist, not just spoken word artist, any artist, it's just definitely, stay focused, and you got to be positive, because art is just not something that's easy to get into or really definitely even make a career out of. You're always going to get that attention. See, that's not a real career, you know.
Right.
People talking about that's not real work. What are you talking about? And I mean, a lot of times those are from people who are not artists, so they don't really understand the process. They don't understand the whole development. And, you know, just because it's something that you are passionate about and love doesn't mean it's any less work, you know. There is a work towards it, behind it. So that's another aspect that has to be pointed out to, you know, people who are coming into it. It's work, you know. You are going to have to work at it, but it's definitely very rewarding. So what are the most important lessons you've learned in your career?
That everybody is not going to support you. And that's okay, because actually it poses as more motivation to me. Some people who I thought would have been more supportive aren't supportive, but again, that's okay. It's just showing me that you're doing something right and you need to continue. So that's what I'm striving for. I will continue.
Definitely. Brother Saeed, you got any questions you want to chime in with, or anything you want to add on to the conversation?
Well, I'm just, first of all, I want to tell her thank you for doing the show.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'm over here dealing with this cold. But me being a writer of books, how do you think, or how would you go about the transition from writing from, say, poetic standpoint to, say, a novel standpoint? Do you think there is a difference between the two, or is it just an art form that, you know?
I'm sorry. First of all, I hope you feel better. hope you get that. Hope you feel better. No, actually, again, I'm a writer, you know, period. I'm a writer. I'm working on a book. And it's the same frame of mind, because you're just taking life experiences and knowledge and information or storyline, and you're still, you know, putting it in a form for readers, the same way with my poetry for my listeners.
So that's the same time. Yeah, I feel like, because I'm a writer as well myself, And when, you know, I write short stories and poetry and all that as well. For me, my personal experience has been that poetry is kind of more, it's the most freeing of creative writing.
Right.
Like, there's no necessary, you know, grammar you have to check. You can just pretty much do what you want to do, writing sentence fragments. Like, there's no necessary structure to poetry or any rules. So the biggest thing is just when you're translating in a story, it's just to keep it consistent and actually create a story, and then at the same time tackle the grammatical structure as well as sentence structure, paragraph structure. It gets a little bit more technical, whereas poetry is just something that's really free and flowing. It's just, it's literally straight from your mind to the page. So I feel like that's one of the major differences in, like, structured versus poetry. So hope that answers your question, Saeed. He's just selling back, you know. All right, so we are going to pause for a little bit more of some poetry and some pieces from Jazzy. This next piece is called Poetry Espresso, and we're going to get into this, and then afterwards we're going to pause for a little bit of a commercial break, and when I come back I will open the lines up for everybody to call in and ask their questions. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. We're here with featured artist Jazzy Sadiq, who will be featured on the Spoken Word Billboard Awards held on September 29th, and we'll be are advertising that as well. So we'll be right back, and right now it's just Poetry Espresso by Jazzy.
I'm sipping on a Poetry Espresso. I'm expressing expressions, signs, symbols, and reality lessons. The do's, the don'ts, and the overrated expectations. The struggles, the strives, and the hardships we're facing. Prophecy, uncovering lies, saving lives, and spreading positive vibes. Not forgetting to dot my I's or cross my T's. At any given moment, my pen can bleed. Ink of truth, mischief, or painful memories. Digging deep to uncover hidden mysteries. Mysterious, like the black hole. We all have a story to be told, so let the plot unfold. I want to take you on a stimulation overload with my written skills and mental drills. If you're scared, go to church. But I swear, this won't hurt. I tend to be metaphoric, so I hope you're ready for it. Are you ready for change? Change like the Obama campaign? Like the sky when it rains? Like penny, nickels, and dimes? Like the daily news? Like evolution of humankind? Like the taste of fine wine when it sits over time? Some say that my mouth is hot, meaning I spit fire. Words that inspire, influential, knowledge is essential. I want my message to be profound, and so I found the sound of discovery is glorious. Finally tuned into a groove that's victorious. A symphony of instruments played by thoughts only. Telepathic melodies. Helping each other, won't we? Until we reach our final potential. But that's for you to decide. Let your light shine. Don't hold it inside. Always let it be your guide.
Alright, yes, that was Poetry Espresso by Jazzy Sadiq, our featured artist. Like I said, right now we are just going to pause for a brief commercial break. This next commercial that we're going to put up is of the Spoken
Word Billboard Awards, which Jazzy Sadoq is a featured artist on. So definitely, definitely, please tune in, listen in, how to get tickets, how to attend, everything like that.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadoq, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through tayqueen@hotmail.com. That's TAEQUEEN@hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Yes, yes. And that was my commercial for my jewelry line, Angel Wings. So definitely, definitely check them out if you get the chance. And we are back live with Sister Jazzy Sadoq, who is a wonderful spoken word artist, and we just played a great poem by her called Poetry Espresso. I mean, I like that one. I mean, every new poem that I'm hearing, every new piece that I'm hearing, I'm liking it more and more. So, you know, just so much support on what you're doing and to keep going further and keep getting better. So, do you have anything you would like to say to your fans or supporters?
Of course. I would like to say thank you to all my fans and supporters that are tuned in now. I appreciate it. Appreciate you, Queen. I would be just someone with a dream if I didn't have fans and supporters to reach out to me, to receive my words, to come see me perform, you know, to buy my CDs, to download, or to watch my videos, you know, where would I be? So I appreciate everybody. And again, my family has always been supportive, including my kids, even having to listen to me rehearse before a show, you know, my husband just backing me 100%. I really appreciate it because, again, without fans and support and my family, you know, I can't say how far or how much of any of this I will be doing. So I want to thank everybody.
So let everybody know how they can support you, give out, you know, information where they can listen to, you know, pieces, maybe download and buy some of your MP3s, and let us know any events that you'll be doing in the future.
Okay, you can find me on Reverb Nation. The spelling of my name is JazzySdLihc. That's Jazzy Sadoq. I have Beloved Mix Volume 1 that you can download, and I also have a lot of selected pieces that you can have free downloads on. You can log on, become a fan. And also have a fan page on Facebook. It's under Jazzy Sadoq. I have a Twitter. It's Ms. M-I-Z-Z, Jazzy 909. And I have a YouTube page, which is Ms. Jazzy 909 as well. And you can, some of my pieces that are not on Reverb Nation, you can actually go on my YouTube and see the video for it. I have a CD coming soon. I'm working on it. It's called Jazzy Tales. It's just pretty much tales of life, you know, things that I think need to be heard, like Beauty is one of the songs of Jazzy Tales. It just touch on just a different amount of topics. Again, I will be performing at the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards in Michigan this weekend. I'm really excited about that. And I have a big show coming up here in Nashville December the 1st. It's called From My Soul to Yours. It's a combination of poetry, spoken word artists, and neo-soul artists. So I'm really excited about that.
Sounds great. Sounds like you got a lot of projects in the works. And, you know, sounds like you're just doing great and big things. Again, if you have any questions for Jazzy, just call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. We're going to pause and just take another little break. Since we don't have, seem to have any callers in the lines with their hands raised, let's give you a moment to just do that. And we're going to play another one of Jazzy's pieces called Mood for Love. Conversations with the Queen, and we are chilling here with Jazzy Saduk. We do have a caller with their hand raised, caller from the 513 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions for Jazzy?
This is Romeo Dinati. I want to say congratulations, Ms. Jazzy Saduk, on the feature at being at the Spoken Word Billboard Award performing. That's a smooth groove piece that was just played, and I really like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
That was a personal piece.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, I got two questions then now, because I was listening, and do you listen to the Jazzy Saduk when you in that mood?
I thought I
heard that. Okay.
Yes, sometimes it's because the music is made by my husband. The vocals on that particular one, he sings as well, so he does vocals on some of my pieces. So it just kind of sets the tone. So I would say, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful network. My second question was, what is your favorite thing about recording, and what would be the support that you find about recording?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What is my favorite thing about recording?
Yes, and what would you call your most difficult issue process about recording?
Well, my favorite thing about recording is just doing it because it's all kind of new to me. Like I said, the first time I ever performed in front of anybody was in 2010, and
right.
That's when I started recording as well. But I think the most difficult is I like to record without the track. I'm able to kind of get into my groove more, my individual groove, without, you know, having the track playing while I do my piece.
Okay.
So, I hope that answers your question.
Oh, it did, definitely.
Thank you for calling in. And if you have any questions or comments, you can call up and call in by raising your hand after pressing 1. After calling in 917-932-8881, we're here with featured Spoken Word Billboard Award featured artist Jazzy Sadiq, and we are just having a lovely and wonderful time, enjoying the vibes, enjoying the pieces. So if you would like to call in and enjoy this vibe with us and joining the conversation, again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. We do have another one of your pieces. It is called You Again. We're going to get into that a little bit, so let's play that real quick.
Baby. Baby, I was wondering, you've been like a
love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness, I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes. Push beaten and bruised. Underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dip in deception. Hold the assumption. Serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection. Dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud, but you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man. I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so we work the way. I believe in happiness, so we work the way.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. And that one was You Again. Ooh, girl, I'm feeling that one. I might have to download that one. You ain't send
download
that one to
it,
me.
Yeah.
I had to download that one because I like that one. That one was hot. That was real, real hot. I'm really feeling that. We do have another caller on the line with their hand raised. Caller from the 615 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
I do. Hello?
Yes.
Jazzy, would you ever consider managing another artist?
Of course I would, only if her name is Love Child.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just asking you, will you be my manager, please?
I surely will, ma'am. Thanks for supporting.
Good interview.
Thanks for the support, and you know, definitely we can see that you are loved and are given love by local artists. Again, we only have 13 minutes left on the live stream, so if you want to call in, please do so now. Again, that call in number is 917-932-8881. And just press 1 to, you know, chime into the conversation. We're here live with Jazzy Saduk. I mean, so what is the demographic that you normally cater to? Is it a younger female audience? Is it an older female audience? Is it a male audience? What is the normal demographic that you see, you try to cater to, or that you see really supporting you hard?
Actually, it's mostly women, I would say, 18 and up, you know, and it's a few men that kind of come out and be like, hey, you know, I'm feeling that. It's usually hip-hop artists, but I guess in a sense, you know, hip-hop is a form of poetry.
Exactly.
So I believe they kind of actually feel my words, too, but it's primarily women, but I don't target anybody. I just write. I like to say I write for the world, so I want to have something for everybody to enjoy.
Definitely. All right, we got another caller from the 615 area code. My first three digits, 397. You are live on Conversations with the Queen.
Peace, Queen. How you doing?
Peace. And how are you?
I'm blessed. I was calling to say thank you for everything that you're doing with the calls and everything. I had a question for the sister, Ms. Azzy. I'm also residing in Nashville, and you're right, it's not too much of a big circle with, you know, a lot of people that's doing the spoken word and poetry scene here, like it should be. And right. I wanted to know, I also do, like, you know, poetry, and I do, like, you know, short, you know, like inspirational writings and things of that nature. And I just wanted to know, what do we do as far as, like, if you want to be out more in the scene, like, out here, do you, you know, residing out somewhere, like, here in Nashville?
Actually, if you just kind of research, it's a very few places that actually have open mic. So it's kind of hard in a sense, but it's not, because I'm trying to make it to where it's a movement for all of us, that we don't get recognition. Like I said, it's not as popular as the other genres. So I'm trying to make it to where you and me and everybody else will have a spot to come to. I got some projects in the works. So if you want to, you can look me up on Facebook and go ahead and send me a friend request, and then we can get information. I kind of help you out more that way.
Awesome. When you said Nashville, I said, uh-oh. Yeah, so you're right about that, on that frequency. But, Queen, thank you for your everything you're doing, and I hope to purchase some of your jewelry.
Oh, thank you.
And
we appreciate
Jazzy,
that support.
No problem. And nice meeting Miss Jazzy with her.
Thank you.
Awesome work. You're very truly inspiring. And it's more than life than living. So when I listen to inspirational writing and poetry, I feel very personal with you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. And, you know, we always appreciate the support and the love here on Conversations with the Queen. So there's only 9 minutes left in the live stream, and we are still here kicking it live. So if you have any comments or questions, do call in right now. We're going to wrap it up real quick with the sister. I mean, are there any last words, any shout-outs, anybody you want to big up, anybody who's been really inspirational and influential to you that you just want to, you know, give them a little holler real quick?
Of course. I didn't mention this before, but Michelle from Poetic Energy, I want to give her a big shout-out because I started calling in on Thursday for her open mic, and she's always showed me a lot of love and support. So I really appreciate her. And I have a large fan base in Nashville and as well as Chicago, my hometown. So I really appreciate everybody. Like I said, once again, my family has been very supportive. My husband, my kids, everybody. I mean, I don't have any names to just pinpoint because I know I'll forget somebody. But just my whole support team, I appreciate.
Yes, so, you know, big ups to everybody who also supports the show. We are live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The basis that we try to really develop here is just, you know, providing a platform for the community, providing a platform for people who don't necessarily always get the chance to have that opportunity. You know, we started small, definitely, of course, but we hope to grow to higher heights because stuff like this, media like this is necessary because, like you said, you know, even around where your way, where you are, and it's common saying for where I live at, I live in Massachusetts, that there's not enough venues to express, you know, the cultural side and the cultural aspect. So it's up to people like us to, you know, open that way up, open that door up, and create, you know, the venues, the events, and the things like that that's going to cultivate and activate that culture that we have. So, you know, big ups to, you know, people like you who are holding it down in the areas where it might not be so popular and it might not be so big, but are still doing their thing and can still hold their own with people who are in the larger cities and, you know, who are doing their thing on that level. So we salute you, Jazzy, and we thank you so much for taking this time out and coming on the show and talking to us. If you are interested in learning more about Jazzy, please go over to conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. That is our blog, and you can read her biography over there. And definitely support the sister. Go download her music. Her tracks are hot. You know, we've been playing them all night. And they're definitely, definitely something I 100% endorse. And, you know, just keep up the great work, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, and so we're going to wind it down. You have been listening. Oh, we do have one last caller that got in there right in the nick of time. Caller from the 312 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, Ms. Queen. Jazzy, I'm happy for you this town. You know, your family's showing love with training them come down. You know what I'm saying? My
hey,
lady mac and cheese was fabulous. You know, but I'm happy for you. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that you get the movement in Nashville because, you know, it's a little slow down here. So I hope that works out. But, you know, I'm supporting you 100%, baby.
I appreciate it. Especially from you coming from Chicago. I know it's
you,
the transition
right,
Chicago to Nashville, right? So
right. You already know. You already know. And I'm listening to you up again at the second year. So I ain't mad at you. I'm proud of both of y'all. So I'm going to get back to work on y'all. But thank you.
And I appreciate you. And Mother Macaroni is the best ever.
Yes.
Thanks for the shout out.
I'll be in touch for that. All right, y'all. I'll holler at y'all.
Bye.
All right. So that's our last caller for the night. And we
got to give my mother a shout out on her macaroni.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
Well, Steph. All right. So we're going to just wind it down. Thank you, Jazzy, again.
Thank you.
And thank you for everybody who tuned in tonight. We really appreciate your support. You've been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can visit our blog site for scheduling information. That's conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. You can also like our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You can follow me, the Queen, or on Twitter at TayQueen, TAEQUEEN. And again, that's on Twitter. And, you know, just follow us on all the venues. Spread the word. Spread the love. Spread the joy. Next week, we'll be having a great show. We're going to be speaking about the importance of marriage, especially and particularly in the Black community. So that's going to be a great venue, a great topic that you might want to come in and listen back into. And we just thank you for all the support and all the love. This show has been brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. Again, that's Poetic Energy Network Station, a great station that has a plethora of beautifully informative shows that we air throughout the week. You can come back tomorrow if you would like to listen to Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton Sproul, a naturopathic doctor who knows what she's talking about. All right, we're going to take it out with this last jazzy track called Unity. Peace and blessings.
This is a public service announcement. Everyone's attention. We've come a long way since the civil rights movement. So I just have one question. How do we go from chains and whips to Bloods and Crips? From pumping our fists to emptying clips? How do we get from Rosewood to Boys in the Hood? From peace, my brother, my sister, to what's good. We bleed not only red, but green and black. The colors of our forgotten African ancestors that struggle with oppressions on their backs. Consider the facts. Why is it our own we attack? The crab effect. Pulling each other down just to be politically correct? With all due respect, we're not above one another. Let go of the old house slave mentality. It's not about skin color. And why are we living out the dream of the king? And I don't mean Elvis. Although sometimes we act like we're all shook up. We need to take time out and pick a book up. Learn our history. Don't rely on someone else telling his story or her story. But the story's about tears and glory. And when we say niggas, how do you figure? We don't bypass the stereotypes of the whites. Our focus must be restoration. 50 years later, we're still striving for unification. 2012, no more hesitation. Love, peace, and blessings.